And we are sexy. At least I am. Hey, for an old guy, he ain't bad looking. Patrick, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, any time on Wednesday at 9 o'clock Central, you are welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, so are you up in St. Louis? Now, God told us he would not flood us again. So you might get flooded, but you're not going to get that flooded.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on up there? I heard like something like a high probability of like tornadoes or something.
Yeah, we actually had 3 tornadoes touch down not yesterday, but on Monday. One in Sullivan, one in Bourbon, and then one up in Defiance. And then today's supposed to be nasty, real nasty.
Are they saying worse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Golf ball size hail. Armageddon!
Stuff to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like Friedrich Nietzsche said, what does not kill me makes me stronger.
Yeah, but, well, he eventually died.
Well, he actually went nuts. Then he died.
Well, you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, but none of us get out of this game alive. So, I mean, that's a pretty far gone conclusion. But
touché, touché. Ain't none of us surviving this life.
That's correct. Just leave a legacy that your kids won't be ashamed of, that's all.
Yeah. Like your dad used to tell you, bring no shame
to the
table.
Bring no shame, baby. Bring no shame.
That's right. All right. Today's show is a very important one, and I want to show a graphic just to show you guys where my head's at on this, on how important I view this. All right. Unwashed heathens, close your eyes. As we see here in example one, Your Honor, or example A, we have a lamb, we have Jesus, and we have the wolves of the world. And as you can see, Jesus is holding the wolves of the world away from the lamb. As you can see, Jesus has blood. He has cuts. He has scratches. But yet, if you look closely and you look at his hands and his arms, they're all flexed. There's no weakness in those hands. There's no weakness. And if you look at his face, he's looking at the lamb. Don't worry, I'm not getting emotional. I'm actually chopping up onions right now. You just can't see it. The reason that he's looking at the lamb is because the wolves aren't even facing him. His concentration is on the Lamb. Folks, we got some bad things happening. We have some bad things that are going to come. But we have to focus on each other. Although we are not Jesus, I say we try and play him on TV. There's a lot of lambs out in this world. And we need to protect them as much as we can. And that's actually part of our mission at Calyx, is one way to help people protect themselves. I know that's how I view it. I know that's how Patrick views it, is that's how we see Calyx Solutions as a tool to protect one area of your life. Now, as for the clubs, that's their focus too. We want to protect and educate the lambs. Because really, folks, the secret is you're only a lamb until you accept Jesus. Then you're a lion. And then you help Jesus protect the lambs. This is one of human history will show. This is when good pushed back evil. We will never get rid of evil on earth, but we will push it back. We need to help the lambs, and we need to encourage the lions. That's what these clubs are about. We can't help everybody, but we will help anybody. And one of the ways, and I've said this on my show for years, we need more average people to have more money. We have been robbed for so long. They have transferred the control of America out of the hands of the American people, using the currency to do it. They've used our labor. They've taxed us. They have implemented a corrupt banking system over us. They have actually turned us into slaves that actually pay for the jail we live in. And it's coming to an end, folks. That's why the headline is alert. Shifting from government currencies to corporate currencies happening now. I drove from St. Louis to Florida over the last day and a half. And I did a lot of praying. Jesus and I had a good long conversation. Some of it I yelled, some of it he yelled at me. So it's a good little argument. Mm-hmm. But luckily for me, I learned, or I realized, shut the hell up, because why are you arguing? And so I just let go. Jesus, take the wheel. And he did. I had such a clarity the second half of that drive that I literally, it felt like I was receiving a download of just clarity that I had never ever felt before. And the clarity is this, folks, the ETFs, how Japan, China, how all of these ETFs, and how we're on the brink of large institutional banks collapsing. Like JP Morgan is so leveraged, it's a shadow. It's not even a bank. It is so leveraged and exposed to all of these derivatives. And then it hit, here came the download. Why would JP Morgan register with BlackRock as a participant, as not just a participant, a preferred participant in the ETF? And then all of a sudden, the clarity of what's going on with the federal government swooped in. The government is collapsing. The structure of the federal government is collapsing. They're the ones collapsing it. That we see all of the ridiculousness, and we're like, they know they're going to lose, right? How can they support this? How can they be pushing this? They know they're going to lose to Trump, right? Right? They do. They do know they're going to lose to Trump. That's why they've rushed into AI. That's why they're rushing into cryptos. Now, the general public, and don't let the SEC fool you on this, folks. The SEC is attacking every company that isn't heart of the club. They own Coinbase now. Way to go, Brian, you fucking piece of shit.
We always knew he was.
I know. He sold his fucking soul. That's all right. We have Kraken. We have Caleb and Brown. We have others. We have Exodus that is putting up a friggin'. You talk about fighters. Them some bitches have, they've said, fuck it, we're going down with the ship. And it's freedom or fuck off. I love the guys at Exodus.
Are they moving operations offshore?
Yes, they are going to El Salvador.
That's what I thought. Yep. Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Is El Salvador going to become the landing spot for exchanges that were successful in the United States, but had to shut the doors because the SEC got in their business? And will they still run allowing U.S. citizens access once they're in El Salvador?
Yes, because they now I have to tie in Calyx Solutions. You'll be able to access Exodus through the Liberty laptop and especially the crypto laptop, because I'm going to work with the Exodus people to go around any digital roadblock that they put up. And Exodus is all for it. They're like, yeah, fuck them.
I raised that issue with them probably about 10 months ago. Do you guys have a variant of your site on the Tor network?
That's coming, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and that's why I say, folks, the split is this. Trump is going to win the election. Trump is going to chop the government up. I mean, he is going to wipe out the EPA. He is going to wipe out the Department of Education. He's basically going to do exactly what he did with the abortion case. Leave it up to the states. If California wants an EPA, you go right ahead. If Illinois wants an EPA, you go right ahead. But there will not be a federal representation of any of this horseshit left. There is a case in front of the Supreme Court. It's the last one they did. And this case is literally going to wipe out all of the federal government agencies that are not constitutional. We're going to wind up with three branches of government and a treasury and a military. That's it. The rest is going to go to hell in a handbasket with one Supreme Court ruling. And everyone knows it's coming. That's why I don't know if you heard the announcement today. They are going to pause the Trump
documents file, the documents case.
Right. Isn't that odd that they're going to pause it indefinitely as soon as evidence actually came out that they planted evidence at the scene, that they shipped a bunch of actual boxes and documents that Trump had no idea about? Then all of a sudden, they're like, look what we found in the ashtray. Mr. Trump, is this your marijuana? No. Oh, yes, it is. We just put it there. As soon as that broke, all of a sudden, they're going to pause indefinitely. Yeah, you know why? Because Trump's lawyers said, we have new evidence that we'd like to present. The judge couldn't shut that fucker down quick enough. Hang on a second. Let's pause. I'll take a breath. We're all friends here. There's no need to bring your evidence of us planting evidence on Trump. There's no need for that. We'll just pause it for now. Trump has him so by the balls. And folks, Trump wants to get arrested. I got a message last night. Now, I cannot verify this, but this definitely sounds like a Trump joke. He said I just want to make sure what color the suit's going to be so I can match it with my skin. Orange. He's like, throw me in jail, motherfuckers. Watch how quickly, how big I win. Watch how hugely I win the moment you lock me up. We got Lenny Barnes. Lenny Barnes, Ben, there's no way they're going to let him into that White House. Something big. Brother, never mind. You'll see. What's going on over in Israel right now is more important than you can even imagine. Israel is going to crush Hamas. And I mean Legitsky's crush Hamas.
They have to.
And Hamas is ran by the CIA's agency in, or Hamas is ran by the CIA branch in Iran. Folks, this is all what they have the federal government tied in knots because they created the perfect situation so that Joe Biden it's a lose-lose. If he stands up for Israel and sends Israel weapons, he's sending his enemy weapons. If he stands up for Hamas, he shows his cards. Folks, this is a shit show on monument. This, all right, now let's get back to Bitcoin real quick. And Patrick, please, my friend, would you be quiet? You haven't let me say a word this whole show.
Oh man, this is a special squirrel event here.
Oh, this is a secret squirrel special event. All right. What we are going through right now happened with gold in the 1930s. If you don't know what happened with gold, they made gold illegal. You couldn't own it. But you know who could? You know who was in charge of actually bringing in all of the gold? Was the banks. You had to drop your gold off at the bank and they would pay you out. And then the bank would ship the gold to the federal government. The bank is BlackRock. The gold is Bitcoin. It's why they're all launching these ETFs. Because they are, it's why they are going after all of the exchanges except the approved exchanges. In the 1930s, they wiped out all of the banks that would not actually be part of the banking structure. Now, they are going to collect as much friggin' Bitcoin as possible. Just like in the 30s, there were holdouts. There were individual holdouts who they couldn't prove had gold, but, you know, they waited and they did their marketing campaigns. And they actually badmouthed, you know, gold and how bad the people holding the gold were. They were the gold hoarders. They were anti-American. And then what happened once the federal government got all of the gold they thought they could get? They revalued it. They shot the price up in one day, folks. In one mother effing day. That's what they're going to do with Bitcoin, folks.
It's magic.
Why do you think they're trying to scare the out of everybody? Why do you think Gary Gensler's, why do you think when he approved the all of the ETFs that he didn't approve in-kind exchanges. So that BlackRock didn't have, or any of the ETFs, didn't have to send you any Bitcoin. You see what I'm saying, folks? It all lines up. You just have to realize what the pluck is going out. What the hell? So you're saying BTC is about to be outlawed in the U.S. and we're all be screwed. So, Kat, is that what you got from that?
That's not anything close.
That, brother, that's not even close to, you can't even fucking see close from there. No. They're not going to outlaw it. It's the new system. They can't outlaw Bitcoin. It's impossible. That's like saying they're going to outlaw weed. How'd that go? No. They're going to collect all they can get because it's the new system. Like in the 30s, when they made it the new system.
Hey, I got to run.
No, you're not allowed to. Well, all right. Hell, you ain't shut up since you got here.
I know.
Hey, you and I at noon are actually doing Calyx, the cyber stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Can you let everyone know not only how, well, I'll hand all of that.
All right.
If you're interested in a laptop, give Patrick a call, 702-845-8276, crypto or liberty. Patrick, have a great day, brother. I love you.
I'll see you later. Bye, yeah. Everyone.
All right, bye. All right. One quick thing, word from the sponsor, and we'll be right back. Then we're going to the private server so I can really rant. Hold, please. We're going. I'll be right back.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calyx Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calyx Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calyxsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All right, we're back. Okay, folks. Now, we're jumping over to the private server. And this evening at 6 o'clock Eastern time, I'm doing a 3-hour video on what I've been talking about this whole show. You want to know the truth? You want to know what's going on? The private server is the only place to really get the in-depth, non-YouTube version of this. So, click the link or point your phone right here and join us on the private server for the rest of this show. And the private server, you get all of the shows. So tonight, you'll get the 3-hour live show of what the pluck is going on. All right? And if you have any questions on laptops, on club ownership, on any of that, give us a call here at the club, 941-960-1180. I am at the club right now, in fact. Right now, I did want to let Lou Green know. Hey, Ben, am I making history, Lou? Brother, you already did. I'm I'm announcing it to the founders group and making it available to the founders group before I announce it to the general public. So, Lou, you made history. Everyone else has no idea what we're talking about. But you eventually will. Let's just say Lou actually made a Bitcoin transaction that had never happened before in world history. Welcome to the new rich revolution, my friends. And Lou, I did receive it. So it showed up. Everybody else, join us on for the rest of this show right here. Point your phone right there for the private server. There's a link under here for the private server. Those on YouTube, you can join the private server from YouTube. Just click join, choose the private server level. Over here on Rumble, same thing. There's a link for Rumble Locals. Join my local channel, and that's will take you to a link for this show live right now. That's my private server link on Rumble is Locals. All right, everyone else, I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow morning on all the other channels. Right now, everyone, oh yeah, they're loading up. Here's all the private server people. Hello. Hey, private server peeps. All right. Yes, and when you're on the private server, you have access to the private server chat. That gets freaking interesting. That's sometimes more entertaining than the damn show. All right, we're switching over to the private server right now. Love you guys. Join the private server and hold, please.